using all six senses. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. At a recent Ag in the Classroom workshop in Spring Hill, Dr. Craig Wilson was a featured presenter.
We're trying to encourage the teachers to introduce hands-on, minds-on activities into their classroom based around ag science, but biology, chemistry, physics, it all intertwines, shouldn't be taught in isolation.
Dr. Wilson is a senior research associate at USDA's Ag Research Service, and he says we have to use all five senses plus one in order to effectively teach students the scientific process.
The main takeaway for the teachers is that if they're going to teach science, it's a two-step process. Number one is observation skills, using all five senses. Plus common sense, so they have to teach the children how to do that. We come out as babies, as consummate observers. We use all five senses, then we lose it. And then you have to ask questions if you're going to do science.
In addition to speaking to teachers about how to introduce these topics, Dr. Wilson shared activities as well.
Looking at grasses that I picked outside, you can see the pollen, you can see the male and the female parts. So actually seeing them on a simple microscope, rather than just learning the words. We can take corn from the field, turn it into ethanol, so we can launch a rocket with ethanol. That brings in the chemistry, showing that we have a limited amount of agricultural land, and so we need some of their future students to become ag scientists to find ways to grow more food on less land.
And Dr. Wilson also has a unique program teachers and students can participate in.
The main one is a year-long collaboration where they come for 2 days in the summer, the teachers. Then during the year, they grow the insects and do research with their students. I go and teach in each school for a day. And then each teacher brings 10 students to the lab for a student research presentation day. And that's pretty exciting. And the students present for the scientists.
And hopefully a Tennessee program in the works for the future with the Bowling Green Lab. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.